Well, thrilling Thursday morning, beloved. It is great to spend these few moments with you each morning. And today we are in Isaiah in chapter 40. And chapter 40 begins a section of the book of the prophet Isaiah that speaks to a time when many of the people of Judah were in exile in Babylon, crushed and without hope. Isaiah proclaimed that God would set the people free and bring them home to Jerusalem to begin a new life. In today's reading, the prophet proclaims words of hope, comfort, and encouragement. And now God's saving word for us today is encouragement. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort my people, says our God, comfort them. Encourage the people of Jerusalem. Tell them they have suffered long enough, and their sins are now forgiven. I have punished them all in full for all their sins. A voice cries out, prepare in the wilderness a road for the Lord. Clear the way in the desert for our God. Fill every valley, level every mountain. The hills will become a plain, and the rough country will be made smooth. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it. The Lord himself has promised this. A voice cries out, proclaim a message. What message shall I proclaim, I ask? Proclaim that all human beings are like grass. They last no longer than wildflowers. Grass withers and flowers fade when the Lord sends the wind blowing over them. People are no more enduring than grass. Yes, grass withers and flowers fade, but the word of our God endures forever. Jerusalem, go up on a high mountain and proclaim the good news. Call out with a loud voice, Zion, announce the good news. Speak out and do not be afraid. Tell the towns of Judah that their God is coming. A sovereign Lord is coming to rule with power, bringing with him the people he has rescued. He will take care of his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs together and will carry them in his arms, and he will gently lead their mothers. Can anyone measure the oceans by handfuls or measure the sky with his hands? Can anyone hold the soil of the earth in a cup or weigh the mountains and hills on scales? Can anyone tell the Lord what to do? Who can teach him or give him advice? With whom does God consult in order to know and understand and to learn how things should be done? To the Lord, the nations are nothing, no more than a drop of water. The distant islands are as light as dust. All the animals of the forests of Lebanon are not enough for a sacrifice to our God, and its trees are too few to kindle the fire. The nations are nothing at all to him. And so today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1. Comfort my people, says our God. Comfort them. You know, Israel has, at the time of the writing of this prophecy, Israel had been in captivity, in the Babylonian captivity. And so God is speaking through the prophet, telling them that there is a time that is coming. It could have, should have been fulfilled at the coming of Jesus as the Messiah. But that because Israel had suffered for so long, their sins are forgiven. And now God is ready to renew, his plan that he has with Israel. The words that we read in this passage today are the same words that were spoken of by John the Baptist to prepare a way in the wilderness for the coming of our Lord. And so every day that we live if we are living our life for Him and we're letting our light so shine before men that they see our good works and they glorify the Father, each one of those is a day when we are preparing the world for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Sovereign God, You rule with power and might, and like a shepherd, You care for Your people. I thank and praise You for the good news of Your steadfast love and care. In Your holy name I pray. Amen. All right, well, join us tomorrow when we'll be in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 18 through 31, which is a hymn celebrating Israel's incomparable God. All right, enjoy the rest of the day. Know that our God changes all things to good for those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. And so no matter what is going on today, God is using it for our good. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.